The Yankees and Twins may face off in the AL wildcard game. Yanks looking for a sweep on Wednesday. Down 3-0 in the third, though. Aaron Judge facing Bartolo Colon.
And here it comes. Swung on, launched to right in deep trouble. Down the line, slicing, landing. Fair, a home run. A two-run homer down the right field line. The Yankees answer right back. The Twins' lead is down to one. 49 back in 87. That's ripped to left center field, deep in the gap. This is trouble. Byron at the wall, and this game is tied. Judge and Sanchez go back-to-back, 3-3 here in the Bronx.
Line down the right field line. That's not going to be caught. That's going to go to the wall. Frazier around second. Ellsbury's going to touch home plate. Bird into second. And the Yankees back on top now. They lead 4-3. And a pitch lined into right field. That's a base hit. A hanging breaking ball, and Sanchez, good piece of hitting, looked for it and went the other way. And picks up RBI number 88 on the year. Duffy taking his time in the 2-2. Hit high in the air, right field, Kepler. He looks back and gone. Three-run homer. And now it's 9-3, New York. A hanging changeup in the eyes of Didi.
The Yankees go on to win it 11-3. Some history for Didi, who passes Derek Jeter for the most home runs for a shortstop in a single season in Yankee history. Judge's 45 homers are four shy of Mark McGwire's rookie record set in 1987. The Twins will be happy to leave the Bronx as they try to hold off the Angels for the second American League wildcard spot. After the game, manager Paul Molitor spoke about the loss.
Yeah, you know, I guess the synopsis of the game is that, Severino's tough. We found a way to get his pitch count up. I think he had 40-plus pitches there in the third. And Joe Mauer's at bat was a classic. You know, I'm not sure how many pitches it ended up to be, but lucky 13, you know, and he delivered, and Polanco followed up, and you know, it didn't take long for them to get back even, and you know, we kind of had to deal with some 0-2 mistakes in this series, including the home run by Judge, and then fourth inning we just couldn't contain. I think Bartolo just had a little trouble hitting his spots and putting hitters away and kind of got away from him a little bit there. And then Duff had a little bit of a tough time, too. So I've had better trips to New York. And, guys asked before the series about, getting swept and all those type of things. In reality, that's what happened. And, we got 10 games. And my goal right now is to try to figure out how to get these guys back on the positive frame of mind and be ready to try to go out and win a game in Detroit tomorrow.
Does just leaving town and leaving the ballpark do some of that, turning the page?
Yeah, I've heard Frank sing that song probably too many times. You can't get him back. I mean, it's about winning and losing at this point of the year as far as trying to get to where we want to go. So hopefully we learn something. I think some guys, obviously, we talked a lot this last 3 days about the experience of coming in here and having a little bit bigger stage and try to do the old Hoosier thing. The game's the same. It just feels a little different. And hopefully it helps these guys in the long run.
Well, will it help having the experience here, or the experience that you had here, your carryover if you're back here in a couple of weeks?
That's the old if. We got a lot of work to do before that would happen, and I think I'd be happy to talk about that if we get a chance to play in that game.
Given what you've seen out of this group, though, this season, would you have any reason not to believe that the response will be a pretty positive one?
I believe in that group a lot, and it hasn't changed because of the last 3 days. Not only the talent, but the character and really good leadership in that clubhouse. So be a challenge going to Detroit. They'll be loosey-goosey. I'm sure they'd love to derail us a little bit, and we'll see how we respond.
The Twins' road trip continues in Detroit on Thursday. Adalberto Mejia gets the start against Jordan Zimmermann.